This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I see two of my favorite things, and that's you, Amy, and also talking nonsense on the internet.
Exactly. I love to hear it. Yeah, this is an interesting two-night affair that we've had. I'm almost just... I could have just lived for the preview at the end of these two, and that would have sufficed for me. I just want to wait till next week.
Yeah, we are just limping along here.
Yes.
I was asked, actually it was Doug. So, spoiler alert, Doug doesn't have any takes this week because he was on vacation.
Okay.
And I told him, I was like, don't bother catching up. Like, you have missed nothing. Watch, like, a 30-second, like, recap on somewhere. Like, you do not need to watch these two episodes. Like, Monday's episode, and I get it. We needed, like, all of that context to get to where we are. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean it was an interesting episode.
No. Did you think they were maybe going to break it down by each lead?
Yeah, I did. And too. I think that would have worked better than what we got.
You sort of lose steam with one or the other, and especially with Gabby's having kind of two similar storylines play out with two of her men. I don't know. I think it would have had more ups and downs and just been a little more cohesive.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a couple points where, like, we hadn't finished what was happening with Rachel and we jumped to Gabby.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed they did a lot of editing where it was like they'd be on a hometown or a fantasy suite date, and then they'd flash back to, like, one of the guys in their hotel room chatting about it with Jesse or something, and then go back. So that was a little bit different. But one thing that Bachelor Data reported on, and I don't know why I didn't really pick up on it, even though it was kind of obvious, but all the guys were in their own hotel rooms. And this has been a change from the last, like, six seasons or so, when they, starting with Peter Weber's season, where they lumped all the women together and they had to see everyone go off on their dates. Do you think this was a logistical change because of the COVID situation? Or do you think, hey, maybe they're turning the page and they realize, like, that was a step too far to make the contestants go through that?
I don't think they care if it was a step too far. It probably was logistical.
Yeah.
Because I felt like we still kind of, like, got the drama of that, at least with Gabby.
Yeah, now I'm thinking...
Actually, with Rachel, too. Like, Tino kind of freaking out. Like, oh, yeah. Like, there was someone else.
I'm wondering if they sort of used Jesse to sort of foster that a little bit with...
Yeah.
We don't usually see an individual host conversation at that
stage. How did you feel about the bro chats?
Yeah. I don't know that we necessarily need them, but I guess if I were a contestant, I'd be happy to have something to break up my day.
Yeah, like, I kind of, I agree. I don't think we, like, needed them, and it felt a little too, like, hosty in some point. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was, like, interesting to kind of get a different perspective, because I kind of like the way that the guys are, like, fighting back a little bit against what's happening, or at least in Zach's case. But we will get there.
Yes, we'll get there. So before we get to this episode, let's run through a couple headlines from Bachelor Nation. This was kind of off my radar, but Amanda Stanton got married.
Congrats to her. Yes. Yeah, she looked very beautiful. God, I'm just thrilled she didn't marry Josh.
Right. Or Robbie.
Or Robbie. Oh, my God. She just has an interesting taste.
Yes. There's also rumors going on about Dancing with the Stars. And one of the rumored contestants seems to be basically confirmed. There's an article, I think Us Weekly, saying like multiple sources are saying, even though they are announcing it, I believe tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. But Gabby will be competing.
Yeah, this has been rumored for a little bit. And for me, it was pretty well confirmed. Okay, so they're doing this weird thing where the people are going to rehearsals, but they're wearing like, you know, those COVID face shields, but they're like, you can't see through them. They're like opaque.
Right.
And it's the one
like
was just
singer-esque, like
kind of. Yeah. And the one was just so obviously Gabby, like it was a Gabby ponytail. I read in the comments that somebody said, like, if you look close enough, her keychain literally says Gabby.
That's so funny. Yeah. I don't know. Something about like even just like her, the way she walks or the way like she just feel like it's. She's kind of unmistakable.
I agree. Like, it was just like a still photo and just like the way she held herself. It was like, yeah, that's Gabby.
Yeah. I had heard a rumor that people were speculating that Michelle was going to be on, which I would have loved to see because she has announced that she's in LA part time, which is also interesting since Nate just moved to LA. But she said she was moving for the podcast, which, you know, we know we don't need to do a podcast in person.
It blows my mind that Bachelor Nation cannot figure out how to do a podcast when they're not in the same room. Like Ben and Ashley, I for truly years, whenever Ben was out of town, like he was on like a crackly like burner phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even at our worst days, I don't think we were that bad. Right.
Even when I had to call your landline,
you had to call my landline once. Like one time it lightninged and we just skipped the podcast that week.
Yeah.
One time you were here and we had to go and try and upload our podcast into Tim Hortons.
Good times. Good times.
And I don't think it's ever been that bad.
But it's so true.
But it's just like, what do you mean you need to move for the podcast? Mm-hmm. Like, do you have a reliable internet connection? Like, congratulations, you can literally podcast from anywhere.
Right.
I don't know. Do we sound that bad, audience? Don't answer that, please. Just let me live in my bubble of thinking everything's fine.
Well, with Gabby being on Dancing with the Stars and no word, doesn't seem like Rachel is also rumored to be on. And this is kind of like some of the things that people were wondering about when you have two bachelorettes, like,
where does the attention go?
Yeah, like who's going to get the more followers? Who's going to get the opportunities? Who will be seen as like the popular one? So how do you think, do you think that's going to play out this way, like in Rachel's mind?
I hope not. I hope they're like, I hope Rachel can see it for what it is. And like, Gabby was an NFL cheerleader. She's probably a pretty good dancer.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't think Rachel can, or maybe she does have a more intense work schedule. Like, you know, she needs to do her flight stuff, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But I hope Rachel can just like see it for what it is and not take it so personally, because I think she's still going to see like a positive impact of like the sponsorships and the this and the that. Like, I think she's going to be fine.
Right. And interestingly, films in LA, that's where Eric lives, so, or you know, LA area. And I mean, we don't know how it ends with him, but we do know he's the only one left. So
yeah.
The other story, this is one we've reported on in the past, but Hannah Brown's brother and Haley Stevens, Jed's ex, have made it down the aisle, and Hannah was at the wedding. She was not in the wedding, but
I saw people say like, ooh, Hannah's being a little petty about it. Like, she didn't like welcome Haley to the family on Instagram or anything. She just like posted a picture of her brother and was like, congrats, brother.
Yeah, like I hope Hannah... life is a weird, never-ending plot twist.
Yeah, I hope her, Hannah and Haley can just be friends, because it. I don't know. I guess Haley did know what was happening, so I guess that is a little sketchy. I don't know. I hope they can just get over it and be like, listen.
Yeah,
Jed's an idiot.
Right. Yeah. Very. Yeah, she has a whole like carousel, and the bride is not in any pictures.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an interesting situation for sure. So I think she's coping how best she can. She's showing up, but she's like, I'm not gonna be friends with this person. They don't follow each other.
Oh my god, grow up. Just follow your sister-in-law. Like, get over yourselves.
Yeah. All right, let's dive into this episode. We talked about, should the show have broken it up by contestant? How about we break it up by contestant? Which one would you like to start with?
Let's go with Gabby. I feel like there's more meat with Rachel and more like room for discussion.
All right. So we'll start out with Gabby. So the episode starts out with Gabby and Rachel chatting together. So they meet up in Mexico, sort of saying how they feel about each person. Let's see. So Gabby says that Jason is emotionally available, but she doesn't know how he feels about her. Johnny, she has so much fun, but she thinks they're in two different places in life. And with Eric, she loves his how playful they are together and their banter. Her first date is with Eric. They go to a cenote for Lover's Leap, where you have to jump into this pool of water off of a very rickety looking structure. And they kept going to like different levels. So obviously there's the parallels with falling in love. But it did seem like he was really calming her. And that, like, I don't know that with either of the other two guys, if she would have jumped off that highest ledge.
No. And I really do think it's like Eric is the one. I mean, obviously, obviously that happened.
Yeah. But just from at that point in time, we didn't know that when we were watching it.
No, he just has like a good way of being able to speak to her.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just very thoughtful with her. I loved when he said that his family is obsessed with her, that he couldn't wait to see her. And she's like, same. So and he does reveal on this date that he's in love with her and doesn't want to leave there without her. She says she's falling, which I think she already told him, but she doesn't like raise it to another level, but that she sees a future with him. So everything's going well.
And I totally believe he's in love with her. Like, I very much believe that.
Yeah. And as we know, you know, he's a very tough family situation back home with his dad's health. So I don't think he would stick around if he didn't have serious feelings. Unlike some other people in Gabby's crew here.
Yeah.
We hear Gabby say kind of off, you know, in her ITM that she thinks she's in love with him, but she only wants to say it to one person. So we're really getting clued in that he probably is the one. What did you think of like them making it so obvious? Is it just kind of inevitable because of what happened with the other two?
Yeah, I guess it is, but it's still just like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess I'm kind of surprised too that he was first, because usually I feel like the strongest.
Yeah,
they kind of mixed up what I would expect for the order this time around.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree.
Maybe they knew kind of what was happening.
Maybe.
And we see him kind of have jealous feelings, and we learn about their conversation that they had off camera, which we don't usually get to learn. But at first we just see them like kind of happy, giddy the next morning, and he's kind of focused on, okay, I'm not gonna do what I usually do, I'm not gonna get emotional and cry when I'm on my own, I'm gonna put it out of my mind. So we think he's gonna be okay with it, but we learn that he's not okay with it when he leaves her a note to come meet later on.
Mm-hmm.
So in his mind, she's already been on, like, I think the timing was maybe after Johnny's one-on-one, which was ended early.
But and exactly how we expected, right? Yeah, like exactly. it was just like, okay, you know what? You're not ready. And that's fine. You're cool. And he's like, yeah, hope you have a nice time.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're showing like Paradise commercials that he's in. So
yeah, I missed that, but I did hear about that. That's pretty brutal.
Yeah. So what did you think of the move here for Eric to have a meet me at the bridge note, not even saying who it is? Did you think it was going to be Eric? Did you think it was going to be Jason or Johnny coming back?
No, I knew it was going to be Eric because I feel like we saw that outfit from Gabby, like walking away from Eric and being like held by Eric.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had the conversation. It made it seem like, I think in Eric's mind, because he said like, this was supposed to be a positive thing, but he's talking about how he's having a tough time. He can't, like, picturing her doing what they did with someone else is really hard on him. And she felt like he was testing her. She kind of walks away. They made it seem like she walked away and was never to come back, but she came back. And then they kind of made up, but she was still, you could tell, very distant, very thrown off by his comment, especially because she mentioned, you know, we already talked about this off camera. And she says that off camera, he had expressed to her that it feels like cheating. So it's kind of things that we've seen leads or contestants do with the leads, confront them about.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never really heard it said quite that way, just like, I wouldn't be okay with it. It seems like because they had it off camera, maybe it was like a little bit like a more nuanced discussion, but I thought it was interesting that they would sort of bring that up because it sort of goes against the whole premise of what the show is supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this one, it feels like very, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of different points about it, and I don't know if either of them are in the right or in the wrong. I think Gabby is, yeah, I'm fine with Gabby being upset that it's being brought up again, even though she thought that they squashed it. And I think she is a little more reactionary to the relationship she really cares about.
Yeah.
And then she walks away and takes her minute. But I don't think she's like quite like she needs a lot of processing time. And I don't think she had it. I also think that the producers asked Eric what they talked about, and he mentioned that, and then they got it in his head that like to bring it up again,
made
and
not him necessarily think that it would not be a bad thing. Like, oh
yeah.
So when he says, "Oh, I thought this would be a positive thing," it's like, "Where'd you get that thought?" You know?
Yeah. Or I know I personally, like, if there's an issue or I'm feeling something, I will fixate on it and like need to talk about it and like get it out of my system, like get it out of my body. And like, and I could be like saying it over and over again. And so I kind of like identify with that situation, honestly. And I really don't think Eric was like meaning it wrong or meaning it rudely or whatever. Like, I don't think he was trying to like screw her over on TV, because it did kind of like feel like that. But I don't think that was the point. Yeah. And I think he was like pretty upset that he like made her feel that way. I don't know. It was just like a really odd situation.
Did we ever see Eric talking to Jesse? Because I don't recall it. And it's kind of interesting that he wouldn't get that chance, like, because then he could just like sort of dump it on somebody else and wouldn't be brought back to Gabby. And I don't think he did, but I can't be 100% on that.
Yeah, I mean, this podcast alone is already testing my recall more than.
I think he was coming from a good place, like thinking that she would just think like, oh, he's so into me that like this is, he just wants to like connect with me one more time. But because that was the focus of their conversation and she felt like they had already covered it, because it didn't seem like he was trying to like change what she was going to do. It was just sort of like expressing how he was feeling. But she made a comment sort of like, I don't know if it was, it might have been in an ITM, but just like, I've worked my ass off for there not to be any doubt. So I think she feels like he's the one and he should be trusting that, but she doesn't want to say anything like Clayton did. Like, she doesn't want to, like, there's no guarantees that like she'll feel the same way after you know, the three fantasy suite dates, but just that she wasn't expecting him to be like doubting it. So let's see, our next one-on-one is with Johnny. And did they go on a boat ride again? What did they even do? It was so brief. I don't know if they had an activity.
They had like a beach picnic and I don't know what else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I feel like with this one, it was so quick that she sort of went in there. It was almost a formality. Like, let's just chat about, you know, are you ready or not? And seeming like already knowing that he's not ready. He's already expressed that to his family. And so it's just kind of like a cordial breakup on the beach. What did you think of how this went down?
I mean, it felt so pointless, right?
Yeah, he got his trip to Mexico and then...
Well, he's just getting another one later this summer, so... Like,
right, he could have just stayed down there. Maybe he did.
Maybe. Yeah, you know what? They probably got him down there and was like, actually, like, just stay. Like, this is convenient for us.
Right. But if he's not ready to get engaged in a week with Gabby, will he be ready to get engaged in 3 weeks in Bachelor in Paradise?
No, but I feel like Bachelor in Paradise, you're allowed to just have a relationship.
Yeah. And even if you're forced to sort of break up, you get like Abby and Noah and Becca and Thomas, you just get back together when you get off the show. So
yeah,
that's maybe more his speed. He did seem upset, but it was just sort of like, he doesn't show a ton of emotion anyway. He just said he felt kind of numb. Do you think, because we even see a preview with Eric coming up where it seemed like he is bringing up not being ready for an engagement. So that would be like make all three of our guys saying that. Do you think they just felt like that's something Gabby would be okay with? Or maybe she has expressed something similar that she relates to that? Or
here's my theory.
Okay.
Gabby has picked in the end three guys who have great heads on their shoulders.
They're normal.
They have experienced therapy. They have experienced like hard situations in their life. And they just have like a more reasonable outlook on what this experience is and what an engagement means. And like, honestly, I think that's a testament to the guy she picked that they're not taking the situation lightly.
That's a really good point. Because, yeah, you want to agree with all of them. Like, yeah, you should not be ready to get engaged after a week. When you're in the situation. So, yeah, I think that's a good point. And maybe it's something that Gabby, along the same lines, would have been okay with. And then maybe she's getting the pressure at the end of the show, like, well, wait, why doesn't anyone want to propose to me? And, you know, kind of taking yourself out of that bubble that they're in. And it's like, well, normally you should be happy to just have a serious commitment after 6 weeks of filming. So
yeah, and like I think you can leave dating and it'd be fine. I don't know.
The final date is with Jason. This date really takes multiple turns. I was not expecting
this. This was pretty wild, right?
Yeah, so this was it starts off super cute. They're getting ready for the date and she's like, well, we're doing something I'm really good at and you've probably never done before. So I'm like, what are they going to do? Like stand-up comedy or, you know, what is it?
I thought they were going to like do a dance lesson.
Yeah, that would have been good. And so which to throw something like that at him, like it seems like he's already uncomfortable. So he looked kind of nervous. And then it was the tennis court when he played like high level tennis in college. And so I thought that was cute. She's like, oh, I got you, you know, and he's really into just kind of that normalcy. They have a lot of chemistry on the court. He's teaching her and, you know, kind of saying how she's a natural. So at this point, I'm like, okay, he's bringing like some competition to Eric.
Yeah, you know? I'm like, pick Jason. Yeah,
I thought their chemistry was so cute. We did see him have a conversation with Jesse earlier and that he couldn't say that he's not quite falling in love yet. So that's kind of slow for the show, like to not even say like I'm falling you know?
Yeah.
But so he'll just kind of say things like, I'm into you. I'm having the best days ever. Like, it's just very, like, not at the level of what we typically see on the show. Again, pretty normal pace in the real world. But he's really thrown by the environment and questioning what's real, what's not real. And tells her that in another 7 days that he doesn't think he'll be ready for, you know, what the show, you know, typically wants, like that serious commitment, that engagement. Where it really threw me is that she says, I don't know if you see me with you in the future, like just kind of in general. And he didn't seem to really disagree. Like, he couldn't really say. No, he didn't.
I was pretty surprised at that because I thought what he was saying was reasonable. Uh-huh. And I think the way he said it came off a little colder than he intended. Mm-hmm. Because he kind of said, like, I don't know you.
Right. You don't know
and
me.
Like, and I don't. Yeah. And I don't think he meant it like the way it came off. I think he was, you know, he was like, hey, like, this is a tough situation for me. And it's hard for me to like show you my true self because I'm so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then they go into the they decide, let's go to the fantasy suite so we can have that alone time, have those conversations.
And he seemed really excited. Like, yes, we need this time. And she's like, I think so too, because she had walked off. She was upset. And, you know, normally we don't always see the contestant like follow, but he went up to her, you know, are you okay? And come, you know, sort of reassured her and kind of, like, I think rephrase some of the things he said. You're the reason I stayed, and, you know, I can see us, you know, getting to a point in real life where we have a future. So he did seem to like strengthen it. And so I was like, okay, we're coming back around, you know, they're going to have their night and it'll be good. But, that's not what happened, as we see the next morning.
No, we like pan to the next morning. Gabby's crying. She's like, that went bad. Like, he basically told me that he hates me and that he wants me to die. Like, that's what it felt like she was saying.
Yeah. She said they were talking in circles all night. She was devastated. Because she had said something like, well, maybe it's not to be, and that his reply was, yeah, definitely. So, like, when you're definitely, like, that seems like you knew that.
I feel like the conversation got a little bit misrepresented, and I have no proof for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very strange because they weren't together when we saw Gabby the next morning. She said that he left saying, like, this is it. So, like, they're done. I don't know if they got in a fight or if it's just the not being on the same side about anything. But then she does go back to talk to him, and he says that he truly needed that time to see that it wasn't going to work for them. And she tells him that, you know, she feels led on, like, don't apologize, just I want to tell you that, you know, you led me on. It was just very strange because it was a total different, like, a tone shift from just like their dinner the night before.
Yeah. Do you feel like she was led on?
I'm having a hard time. Like, I don't know that I see that, because he really didn't want to be there. So I don't think that he had, like, we didn't see him have like a really strong buddy that he wanted to hang out with, or like a real big itch to travel or some motivation. Like, he's not like big on social media. He was private for a really long time. So it doesn't seem like he was there to just like see how long he could last. I don't think he was like intentionally leading her on.
No, I don't think so either. And I, like, for the exact same reasons, where it's like he was very much there for her. Mm-hmm. And I think he just got to a point where he realized that he just couldn't be in that situation anymore, and he couldn't be in that bubble. And mm-hmm. like, if that's, and if Gabby wants to go through the rest of that bubble, then he's like, okay, well, then you're not the one for me. And I, you know, I think I almost feel like maybe Gabby was going around in circles, because in this conversation the next day, I felt like she kept saying the same thing over and over. It was like, you don't have to say you're mm-hmm. sorry, but I feel led on. And like, I felt like we kept going back to that. So I wonder if at a certain point he just like threw his hands up and it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to say what you want me to say. So like, mm-hmm. like, this is over.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was that conversation. I mean, that sometimes it can be just like one conversation or something where it's like, okay, we're really not seeing eye to eye on something, so it probably isn't meant to be. Whereas if he was still hopeful after their date and it was like their best date that they had. But yeah, I was just very shocked by it, because even like going back to their one-on-one date in Paris, it just seemed like he was the one that she was really smitten with, but that could be just like sort of a misdirect as well.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I'm sad we're seeing the end of Jason. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some like discourse about like, is Jason a villain? It's like, no, I think he's just like a real dude whose like sister signed him up for this probably. And he really liked Gabby and he just didn't know how to approach the situation. Probably like,
and we'll never see him on a franchise show again.
No. Yeah. And like, I don't feel like he really knew what he was getting himself into probably as much either. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a 0% chance that this guy applied himself, right? Like,
right. Yeah. Yeah, so suddenly we're left with just one guy. We see Gabby in an ITM talking about, well, if I end up alone, it'll be my decision. I have to talk to Eric. So sort of making us think that maybe like Eric's not the one either and she's going to let him go. And I guess that could still be the case. Like if things don't go well with their family, or, you know, things don't progress how she wants, looks like they have a little conflict coming up next week. But she does go to see him, sort of gives him, it's like almost like the type of breakup speech in a way, like, oh, I, you know, had to like see with Jason. Jason taught me what I deserve. But then she just switches around and reveals that like he's the only one left and says that she loves him too. And this is really like surprising because it's so early in the process. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think that's the benefit of having two bachelorettes, is that we can kind of end her story, but still continue on with Rachel's. And like, I don't think that will actually be the case. Like, there's obviously some sort of conflict, but we're going to get the date of Eric meeting her family and having that last final date. And they talk about whether or not they're getting engaged, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they, I don't know if they will, but do you think they should wrap it up earlier with them because of his situation? He could get back.
Yeah, home. I do. Yeah, very much.
Because he doesn't need to stay for like a week longer and wait out anything.
No, like I think it's a good idea for him to do like the meet the family and then like their final date. But like,
but then they show Rachel and Gabby saying like, we're about to be proposed to by our dream guys tomorrow. It's like,
that could just be a
Like tomorrow, or like we figurative.
Know how we saw Clayton like at the dais, or we saw Colton at it. You know what I mean? Just like, okay, can we just get this shot?
Right. Yeah, because Gabby's leaving tomorrow, so let's just pretend it's all tomorrow for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does feel like more realistic though, because it's like people should be able to leave, or they should be able to send someone home and not have to give them like the devastating proposal breakup on the last day if they don't want to. So yeah, I think Gabby was lucky in that way, that if she was the only one, they probably would have like found a way to, you know, keep someone around longer. Like, oh, just, you know, Johnny might not be ready, but like, give him another week, like see how your family thinks. And
yeah.
So it seems like most of the drama that's going down next week is with Rachel. But yeah, we do see Eric say like, well, why do we have to get engaged? Do you think because he knows he's the only one, that it's like, well, like, why don't I, like, what is the point now? Like, we know we're here for each other.
Yeah. I wonder if it like didn't even really cross his mind that it was an engagement. Like, he was so focused on like, I want to be with Gabby. I want Gabby to pick me as the one that it didn't. It probably didn't even occur to him. It's like, oh, yeah, there's like a real life engagement.
Right. Yeah. So that's where we are with Gabby. What did you think of the way the episode ended with Jesse Palmer in an empty studio?
So stupid. Like, what a waste of my time.
As if like you're live filming right now.
Yeah. Like, we all, crew, put the stage upside down so it looks like we're just in the midst of things. Like, what bullshit is that?
Yeah. because we need to take a pause and emotionally prepare for next week.
I don't. No, I've been watching the show for 20 fucking years. Like, yeah. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
I'm prepared for the most dramatic finale of all time. Rachel's going to pick some idiot and Eric is going to be perfectly reasonable about his expectations. Like, what do you like? Of course.
Right. Yeah. I guess this is their version of the to be continued. They're trying to change it up. So just like they're changing up the apply to be on The Bachelor because your friends with benefits works in a coffee or a comic book store.
Ew. That's strange.
All right, let's get into Rachel. Rachel's played out way more like a traditional series of fantasy suite dates.
Yeah, and I'm mad at Rachel.
Oh, really?
I'm mad at Rachel. We'll get to it, okay. But I'm mad at her.
All right, yeah, I'm interested to see where that pops up. So let's see. She, in her chat with Gabby at the beginning, she talks about how with Tino, it keeps getting better and better.
No, it doesn't. It gets worse. It gets worse every time.
Zach is great on paper, but they're not there yet. Or she's not there yet. And Avon, she's definitely falling in love with him. So I thought it was interesting at this point to sort of have that shift with Zach because it seemed like we hadn't heard her say that. It was just like, oh,
she got the ick from him. And once you get the, yeah. As they say in Love Island, once you get the ick, you can't go back.
Right. And we just can't pinpoint that exact moment. But maybe no. It was when he spoke really high. She's like, don't do that again. Even though she asked him if he could. So the first date she has is with Avon. I'm really liking Avon. We don't know a ton about him, but he's just always so like, chipper and just happy to be with her, and I think they have good chemistry. What did you think of their boat date?
Yeah, I think we're just getting a lot more like personality from him. The boat date is usually a good sign.
Yeah,
but I don't think it means anything here. Do you think he's the best bachelor candidate we have?
I think so. I don't know why I'm not hearing his name very much.
I know.
I don't think she picks him. And I agree. Like, Tino got the horseback, and we usually say that's a bad sign. Avon got the boat. Maybe they're on to us. They're following Bachelor
data. They're
switching
us up. Yeah.
They're like, oh, wait. Because I think Tino even had like a frown on his face when he saw the horses. He's probably like, oh, no, it's not a good sign because he's a fan of the show. But yeah, I feel like Avon was sort of like a late bloomer in terms of like his relationship with Rachel, but it seems like he's caught up and surpassed Zach at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying Avon. I'm mad that she's not going to pick him.
Yeah. And this is where we get this cutback where it's going, putting some focus on Tino. Jesse's meeting with Tino. He's saying things about like, yeah, she had a hard time with my family. And then we cut back to Avon being like, my family, they just loved you. She's like, yeah, and I love
what
them.
An absolute liar. Like, no, like it's you're so, I'm oh, he makes me cringe. He makes me physically revolt because he's such a bullshitter. And like he's trying to mess, like, I don't, is he trying to gaslight her? Like, are we using gaslight correctly in this situation where he's like, oh, they loved you, and she's like, did you talk to different people than I talked to? Like, are you punking me? Like, what's going on? Because that conversation did not go well.
Yeah, with Tino. I think he's just like thinks that, I don't know. I feel like he didn't see everything. So, but maybe he just doesn't get his family, or they're like one way. If they're not very emotive or something.
And so yeah, it's like, or oh, maybe he's just like, or maybe he's just like brushing it off. But like they had that conversation like after the date, like in his house.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, she was like, this didn't go well. And he was like, well, I love you. Yeah. She's like, oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
He's like throwing around I love yous to like satisfy her in the situation.
Right. I think he's so determined to win. Like it feels more like a winning that he wants. Just because he couldn't handle like not winning the, like he'd has to win the King of Cheese or whatever too. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, he's won the King of Cheese. That's for damn sure.
Avon gets the fireworks on the date too. Another typically good sign. But yeah, it did feel like we didn't get a lot of their date because it kept cutting back to like, how does Tino feel about things? But
guess who doesn't care how Tino feels about things?
Right.
This guy.
They do have, you know, their expression of their feelings. She says that she's falling in love. And even like the next morning, it kind of reminded me of like the Clayton moment when they would like call back to each other, like, I love you, I love you. But she's like, remember, I'm falling in love with you.
Yikes.
And then she has an ITM where she's like, Avon is like the total package. And then giggles. So
yikes.
Take that how you will.
Congrats on having sex for the first time.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like.
I've seen some people saying like, is Rachel being the same as Clayton, like doing what she said?
I mean, a little bit. Ethan kind of felt the same way. Okay. Like, he was saying that last night. And he's like, well, what's the difference? Like, and he was kind of saying like, oh, so she thinks it's fine just because she's saying I am falling, like instead of just straight up, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I think that's it. Because when she was saying like she's falling in love with him, she does this whole like disclaimer in front of it. Like, I always said like I wouldn't do this unless I felt really sure and comfortable. And so like I think he's reading that as like, okay, she's not gonna say she loves you, she's in love to anyone else. Or even though we see that she tells Tino she loves him, I'm in love with you, versus falling, but he's not gonna know that. So but I guess that's like the little asterisk is like, well, she never said she loves you, Avon. So you're not at the same level as Tino just yet. But he said he only slept for 20 minutes. So sign of a good, good night.
That sounds like a nightmare for me personally.
At least the contestants can go and, you know, just sleep the rest of the day in their hotel room. Whereas
yeah, Rachel has to hop up back on that horse again.
Literally. Yes. Her second date is with Tino and they go horseback riding. So you seem very like not on board with Tino anymore.
No, I was never on board with Tino. I am like,
even though he's on your team.
I've burnt the boards. Like, he skis me out. He's like trying to tell her what she wants to hear, and she just like doesn't realize it.
What do you think his motive is? Because
I don't know. Just to like win. I think you're right. Like, he wants to win. I don't even think he cares about being on TV. Like, I think he just like wants to win a competition. He's not like making on Ninja Warrior.
Because normally I feel like they're trying to say what you want to hear. That's more like, I want to be the Bachelor. But if you win, then you're not the Bachelor.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like he wants to be the Bachelor.
Yeah, it doesn't. It seems like, I mean, I do think he's into her, though. You don't think so?
No, I think he's into her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he, like, I don't think he's actually in love with her. I don't think he, like, I don't think he, thinks that his parents love Rachel. I don't, you know, there's a, I don't know, just, like, a lot of it was just, like, I don't believe you.
Yeah. She does.
Like, I believe he's into her. I don't believe like he's in love with her and thinks she's like the one and is absolutely ready to get down on one knee. Like, I don't think that's the case.
Right. They talk about the family situation again. She mentions that his dad said something like, well, I won't say we'll disown him, but we, you know, will not support an engagement. And so that part, Tino did seem shocked by, like, he didn't hear that part of the conversation. So he had to kind of say like, well, they don't really know this side of me, like the relationship, like it's like they'll come around kind of thing. So do you think that helped sort of her to move past those concerns?
I think she is so in love with him that she's willing to like look aside of anything if he says the right thing. Like she is seeing the red flags and being like, that is a red flag. And And Tina's just like, well, what if I just like hold this white sheet up in front of it? And she was like, wow, what a beautiful pink flag. Like, how gorgeous is that? Like, that's what it feels like is happening. Like, I feel like she's deluding herself into thinking that, like, she knows that there are issues. She knows it, but she's like unwilling to accept it. I don't know if it's because she's genuinely in love with who he's presenting to be, or if he's almost played like a little, not like a hard to get, but he's been the one to be like, hey, that wasn't cool, or you know what I mean, just to do that kind of thing. Or I don't know, or she's so desperate to be like, I can be successful on The Bachelor and somebody will want me and this is great. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's just not like, I
think she locked into him so early, like night one, like she was like, that's my type, you know, and like Gabby back off kind of thing, and sort of claimed that he would be on her side. They like had that chemistry right away, and she doesn't strike me as somebody, like, I think she wants to have like the typical bachelorette role, and so she's not going to send anyone home early if they're going to stick around, but especially after like feeling insecure about guys that left on their own. But I think she was like almost like a Claire in that sense, where it's like, okay, I picked this guy and I'm going to make it fit, even like if there are these red flags.
Yeah. My question for you, did you listen to Gabby on like Bachelorette Happy Hour a couple weeks ago?
No.
Because a friend of mine said she listened to it, and she said that they asked Gabby, like, oh, like, do you rate like Rachel's pick? And she was kind of evasive about it and was like, well, if she's happy, I'm happy kind of thing.
Weird. I mean, I guess you can't really reveal anything, but that is a strange comment. It does look like whoever she picks, like something really goes down, because there's really the preview. Like we say every week, we're like, we really want to look up spoilers because like the previews make you just want to know what happens.
Amy, I swear to God, the moment I hang up on the podcast next week, I am looking up spoilers.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to be on the finale podcast, so don't worry. Yeah. Like, I will not be spoiling you, but I'm desperate to know.
Because like these scenes, they look like she's back at her house. Like, it's not ending in Mexico. These conversations.
And so she's I didn't even notice like a regular, that.
Like typical home. So
interesting.
Is it like a Hannah Jed situation or Becca Ari, like where they follow things afterwards?
Huh.
It just was not Mexico.
I didn't pick up on that. I think I was like seething by the end of the episode because I was so mad at what they just pulled, being like, we're not going to show you that part. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. So we see her tell, Tino says he loves her. She says it back. And I don't think we got a lot of them the next morning. But so let's go to the Zach date. They get the city exploring date.
We love it.
Typically their favorite.
And I thought he was like really sweet on this date. I really like Zach. Like, I don't think he's my guy.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy him. I also don't want him as the Bachelor. Like, I think he's a little too like status quo.
Right.
But I do like him. And I'm like, Rachel, GF, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah. I thought they have a good like dating chemistry, it seems like. But knowing what happens, I'm like, oh, was it more of a friend chemistry? Was she just like having fun on this last date? And because this one also really takes a turn. We had seen the preview for a while, like that there was a 180 in the fantasy suite. But yeah, nothing seems to like be setting off alarm bells in this first part of the date. But we get a lot of Zach saying, we just get each other. It's going like tonight, I'm going to get to know the future Mrs. whatever his last name is. And nothing coming out of tonight can change that. Like, just all the stuff building up to like, okay, it's going to really change. And then it was like shades of Clayton and Tayshia, like so awkward the next morning. And then they're sort of talking about the coffee. They're not like really lovey-dovey. And then she says, oh, it was a tough conversation. You handled it really well. We're like, what is she talking about? What did he handle really well? And like, I'm so glad we're on the same page about everything. And then we really find out about it with Zach talking to Jesse and just him in his ITM saying, waking up, I'm feeling confused. It's not the night I expected. I was feeling so sure we had a conversation about religion, politics, commitment. And then she started saying that his age, like, are you sure you're ready for commitment? I don't think you're ready. Like, just basically accusing him of not being ready because he's 25 and she's 26. So that's the part. And he said that she was got really adamant and he thought she was putting on a front and it came out of nowhere. It seems strange that that would be a conversation you wouldn't have on camera, like just asking, are you ready?
Okay, so I believe him when he says she was like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Rachel we got the morning after, I've never seen that woman before. Like, it was very odd and it was like almost like condescending. It was like a little like cold. It was like she was his mother. Like, it was, I think she like got the ick in the fantasy suite and like was freaking out in a way that she like wanted him to break up with her.
Wanted him to agree that he wasn't ready, kind of thing.
Yeah. So she didn't look like the bad guy dumping him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like she almost wanted another guy to break up with her.
Yeah, I could see that because it's like, what are you going to be on the same page about? It was very odd, like phrasing.
Well, and like, it's just like, it feels like absolute BS to tell him like he's not ready for the commitment because he's only 25 when she is truly and literally 26. Mm-hmm. And it's like, babes, if you weren't ready for the commitment last season when you were 25, like, don't come here and tell me that.
Yeah.
And it just... And I felt like he's the most ready of the three. Like, it genuinely feels like he is ready for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think they've had kind of more deeper conversations on their date. They've kind of connected over, like, I don't know, you could see the connection a little bit more just with, like, their childhoods and things like that. Whereas Tino just like, yeah, I love everything about you, but you don't have that kind of, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is, you know?
I know. It just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
So Zach talks to Jesse about this. And I was still trying to figure out, like, what's his motive here? Because
Jesse's or Zach's?
Zach's. Like, what does he need to do? Because we hear Jesse say, like, you know, you got to show her this side of you. And it's like, well, didn't they have this conversation? Like, is it just trying to like salvage, does he still have a chance, or just he wants to kind of have the final say kind of thing because he was so thrown off? Like, because it seems like he should be picking up on that he's not the one, and it seems like he's just freaking out about that. But I don't know what he can say to her to change anything.
Yeah, I don't think there is anything for him to say, but I think he wants to like get his point across, like when he's a little bit more settled and have thought about it, which I think is fair. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to see next week at the, because it looks like it's at this rose ceremony where it's like Rachel's like, well, somebody's questioning my character, and it's like, Rachel, if you're talking about Zach, like, I think you deserve to be questioned right then. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder what he's, if he says something, because if he said like she's putting on a front, which is what he said too,
she was clearly putting on a front. Mm-hmm. in that like 30 second clip we saw, like in the breakfast after, like that.
Yeah.
Like, Rachel, you can't watch that and be like, oh yeah, that was just me being casual. Like, right. It wasn't
right. I mean, the one thing I question is that if he's saying she was a totally different person off camera and that's not the real her, it's like, well, how do you know which one's the real her? Like,
sure,
maybe she was putting on a front on their dates to like, because it was like, oh, he's so committed to me.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
I saw people,
and like, I don't think Rachel is a fake person. I think she was like freaking out and like doesn't have the tools to properly deal with it. Because like when she was with Tyler on that hometown date, like, she was also like freaking out then and like couldn't deal with it.
Right. I saw some people questioning, was this Zach's bachelor audition? Because he's in tears talking to Jesse and like really making a big scene about it.
I don't think he was purposely, but I don't know. Maybe that's like why they showed it. I really don't. I don't know. Like, I'd like to think better of Zach, but
right.
I also just like think he's too boring for this. So,
yeah. And then it's a really sharp contrast at the rose ceremony. So even though Jesse says like, oh, you got to tell her, he doesn't give him special time to go tell her. Mm-hmm. So this
I was hoping he'd like go talk to her earlier that day.
Yeah. So I don't think he can, you know, at this stage at the rose ceremony to pull her right before she hands out roses. Like, it's just not going to go well for anybody. Mm-hmm. But that's what they allow him to do. So you can see he's just so upset arriving to the rose ceremony, in contrast to like Avon and Tino, who are just like on cloud nine after their fantasy suite dates and feeling really confident. And they get very upset when Zach pulls her aside. He's like, Rachel, can we speak? And then this is where we have to end the episode.
And Tino was like freaking out, like in a gross way. And maybe it's just because I don't like him, so anything he does, I'm just like, ew. But
yes. And so what Jesse says is, things have been so emotional. We have to take a moment to prepare ourselves. Events that are going to change Rachel and Gabby's lives forever. And we wanted the men to be able to be here to address it all. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know why we couldn't just see like this rose ceremony, but unless like, does Zach somehow stay? Is that possible?
I don't think so. I don't think it's possible at this point. Like, she has the ick. Like,
right.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, let's get to our questions from the audience. Hi, Amy and Haley. We are almost at the end of another season. Questions. Now that we are almost at the end of the season, have you liked this double lead season less, more, or about the same as you expected?
I would say I liked it more.
Okay, I'm a little indifferent. Like,
I don't need it. I don't need it again next season.
Yeah,
but I did enjoy it. Honestly,
I think it gives a little more interest. Like, because what would the season be if it was just Gabby and now there's just one guy left? You know?
Yeah, so, exactly.
On Monday night's episode, Rachel explained to Avon that her issue with Clayton last season was, I feel that word love was really carelessly thrown around. What that word means to me is huge. I know you would never use it if you weren't absolutely feeling it, and that's why I'm comfortable saying I am falling in love with you. I truly mean it. We then see her date with Tino, and he says to her, I love you, Rachel, and she responds, I love you too, I really do. Does she do the same thing she was critical of Clayton for doing? So yes, thank you, George, for putting the exact quotes.
I think she feels like she's safeguarding it by saying, I'm falling in love with you, to Avon, but she is actually in love with Tino.
Yeah, but now that I see it right now, where if she says, I would never use it if you weren't absolutely feeling it, then it almost makes it seem like she is using it to say, and that's why I'm comfortable saying I'm falling in love with you. Mm. You're still saying the L word. It's still in the phrase.
Yeah, falling in love is like, I'm falling in love with you. It's just such like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just like too deep into it, like a long-term relationship, to remember what that feels like.
When Gabby told Eric, you are the only one left, did she leave out important details of why Eric is the only one left? I'm wondering if the drama between them next week will have anything to do with the circumstances of how and why Johnny and Jason left.
That's a good question. I was gonna say I didn't think so, but I wonder if she tells them like, yeah, I broke up with both of them because neither of them were ready for an engagement. Maybe that gets the wheels turning with Eric.
It's like, wait a minute, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
How grateful are you that instead of seeing Rachel's final three rose ceremony, we instead saw Jesse telling us he was allowing us all to take a moment and prepare ourselves for the shocking events that are about to take place?
Annoying. But also, I thought it was interesting that the moment we've been seeing in the previews that we kind of thought was at the finale was actually in this episode with Jesse telling Rachel, like,
she's the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just because why would Gabby have a rose ceremony? Because I love how he spun it like, this is about your separate journey. So I don't think Rachel had any concern. It was just sort of like, oh, this is a new formality. They're like, Gabby's having her own rose ceremony, I'm having my own rose ceremony. But
do you think what Rachel was excited that she finally got to do something on her own?
I think so. I think she.
Yeah, I did too.
Jesse stated he was standing where the finale would take place. Is that the same stage where the Men Tell All was recorded? Why did it look like the audience destroyed it due to their excitement over receiving free cruises?
That's hilarious. Yeah, it's like they like tore down the set just to, like, just for that shot. The drama, and then they have to rebuild it. Yeah.
Will this season ending be, as Jesse said, the most emotional finale in Bachelorette history?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like Jason Mesnick, I feel like that's going to be a more emotional one. I feel like the one with Beck and Ari is more emotional. I do think it will be emotional, and I think it'll be two times the emotion because there's two Bachelorettes.
Jesse said the viewers should take some time, get yourself ready, and prepare yourselves, knowing that the finale will be split between 2 hours next Tuesday, followed by 3 hours the following Tuesday. What suggestions do you have for us to get ready and prepare? Well, you're taking a vacation. I'm taking a vacation.
My suggestion to everyone is call your lawyer and get your last will and testament ready.
Now,
why do we need a 5 hour finale and a 4 hour fantasy suite?
Seriously. Apparently, we'll get the Bachelor announcement on the 3 hour one, maybe.
Oh, do you think?
I think so. Because they start filming pretty soon.
I guess so. I guess you're right. I thought they were going to wait for whatever it's called. But this is running later than it usually does. So that makes sense, I guess.
I still have really no solid guesses on who the Bachelor will be.
I don't either. You could tell me anyone. Like, right. You could tell me Jesse Palmer is going for round two. And I'd be like, yeah, I guess.
Now, a couple of bonus questions for next week. One, we see a woman with blonde hair and a blue dress hugging Gabby and telling her to breathe. The same woman is sitting next to Gabby's grandpa later. What is her relation to Gabby?
I'm guessing it's either her aunt we saw in her hometown, or it's her stepmom, hopefully, who has finished chemo and is completely recovered.
Oh, yeah. I was going to guess her aunt because I remember that her aunt was at her hometown. Two, who is the man in the white shirt that says, "We have a problem"? He said, "I am sure there would be an engagement."
George, I blacked out.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. I'm sure there would be an engagement.
Let me go with Neil Lane. Yeah. I wonder what it's like to listen to our podcast and just have us, like, truly and literally never disagree on anything.
We're just the dancing girl emoji, like.
Yeah.
How many happy couples will the After the Final Rose episode end with? 2, 1, or 0?
Give me one.
Yeah, I'll say one. Justin Feinberg, why was there 4 hours of The Bachelorette this week? How is this the week I ended up falling behind? Is it worth it to catch up on the 4 hours of the most boring Bachelorette season in years, where the final six guys are Avon and five bland pieces of white bread? Come to think of it, is it ever worth it to catch up on 4 hours of anything regarding the Bachelor franchise? I think we answered this earlier. It's what you told Doug.
Yeah, like I told Justin the same thing. I was don't bother catching up on this. I do, like, the frustrating part is that I do think that Monday night's episode was important because there was so much context. Mm-hmm. There was boring context that led to what happened on Tuesday night. So I do think we needed that episode. I really do. But it's just like, it was boring.
Yeah.
And I think in Bachelor Nation, like, if you get like an episode behind, it's like, don't even bother. Like it's worth taking bets whether or not I'm going to watch the finale. Like, I probably will. Uh-huh. And like, as long as like my Bell TV Vibe app, like, I can download the episode and watch it like on a plane ride. Like, will I watch it? I don't know. I'm going to have to catch up on an episode of Bachelor. I'm going to have to. Oh, my God, Amy, I'm going to have to catch up on two episodes of Bachelor in Paradise, aren't I?
Yeah.
And a 5 hour Bachelor finale. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's worth taking bets on whether or not I'm going to watch the finale.
Yeah, I think you probably can find clips of what you need to see.
Yeah.
Just start watching Gabby on Dancing with the Stars and they'll probably show up. Yeah.
Great point. Excellent point. Yeah. Yeah. So let's put a pin in that and see. There's no way I'm watching the full 3 hours. Like, I'll probably
if Eric ends up proposing to Gabby, I think you'll want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm an Eric fan. But yeah, if it's Tino and Rachel at the end, I mean, it'll just be not good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just be like, save yourself. Don't do this, Rachel.
Right. Rapturette draft update from at George CTV. With 1 week left, Haley, you've taken the lead back with 341. You still have Avon, Eric, and Tino remaining. Wow. That is huge. This is really good. Yeah.
I just had the sight this season.
Yeah. My Jason and Johnny. Just like a double whammy this episode, and I only have Zach left, so he's like about to leave. You might be in the finale the only one with players in the game. That's pretty funny.
I feel, you know what, it's funny, I feel like so great about my draft this year
or something.
Can you imagine? And like, I did really well at like pairing each person up with who they chose to. And I feel like even there was a couple of people I was like, nobody's picking this dude, and I was kind of right.
The only one, Logan, the only one we kind of missed. Justin
and Jacob, nobody picked or whatever.
Right.
I promise I didn't look at spoilers. I
just got the vibe.
I'm just like a bachelor clairvoyant at this point, I guess.
Oh yeah, we didn't even mention that they saw a clairvoyant on Zach's date, and it seemed like it was Rachel. Like, oh, what did you think of what they said? It seemed like he thought it was all positive, and she was kind of like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes, we will prepare ourselves for next week. Get emotionally, mentally, physically prepared to endure.
Like, I'm prepared. Like, just like, I'm prepared with my thumb over like the fast forward.
Yes. But until next week, Haley, how can people keep up with what you're up to?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, and you can check out everything I'm reading at the Strong Library.
And you can follow me on Twitter at @RHAP Recapper. Until next time.
Bye.